All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. I see this from time to time on a page like theirs. Matt writes, yeah, it's amazing. He was the absolute best and driving force of FBHW and somehow still is. His content is amazing. If you've never checked him out, and his content is free other than the Patreon bonus. Thank you, Matt. If you like FBHW and are a big fan, you are 100% missing out on not listening to EZ. If nothing else, it's no different than watching a show or movie you love than watching the behind the scenes of making of whatever. Absolute gold if you're a true fan. But these dipshits are too stupid to know that. And then I made a comment to one of them. God, where was it? I don't even know if I can find it now. Yeah, I said, you are correct, Nick. I don't need to even lift a finger to get promotion with the Segment 18 group. What a bunch of morons. They deal me in on everything. And the only thing interesting to talk about on that fucking page is me. Otherwise, these goddamn twats are just sitting there posting stupid fucking memes with each other and chuckling and voting on America's Next Great Couple. Bob writes, 12 hours sober, guys. Let's celebrate. Chris says Timmy is a super white knight defender of the show. Yeah, I don't ever try to convince those losers into listening to me and not listening to them. It's up to them to figure that shit out on their own. But don't act like it's me on every goddamn post. If I want to say something, I'll just say something. I'm actually friends with the admin of that page who created it. His name is Will Monroe, and he's about sick of all you fucking cultists. Fuck you. God damn it. Chris says there's more and more people attacking them on their own page that aren't recognizably associated with this show. Good. Yeah. Bit by bit, brick by brick. And that's what my pal Chris D likes to say to me. Man bun Chris. And I'm going to talk about him in a second. I just find it amazing that I was able to interact with step uncle Rod in that capacity. That was outstanding. I'm trying to see if he contributed back to the post in my easy two-step verification plan. I will check that now. I highly doubt it. I'm starting to believe more and more that was you-know-who, which would not surprise me at all. And if I'm wrong, then I would recognize that. But no, Linda was correct. It was you-know-who. I guarantee it. Now watch. I'm going to get an email saying, I didn't do that. Okay. Whatever, dude. Go away. For fuck's sake. God, take a goddamn hint. Holy shit. All right. Last night was soccer night in West Michigan. And boy, it did not let down. The West Michigan Rangers are the NPSL's entry from West Michigan. And they played, and I am the PA announcer for them. They're taking on Geo's Lions out of Chicago. Geo's Lions have this emotional high point moment. The team is named after a young boy in the community who ran out in the street, and he was a huge fan of the soccer team. And he ran out into the street to get a soccer ball, and unfortunately, he lost his life because little guy got hit by a car. We played the story. It was touching. It was so sad. And what a, the team was playing for the little guy. And so much so, and his name was Gio. They named the goddamn team after him. And so then they like are kicking everybody's ass. And you've got family there. You got all the usual things that you would expect in something so touching. And so they kick everybody's ass in the league. And then this is it. This is a conference playoff game. Now, the winner of this game goes to the conference championship. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Oh, man, that was a bad one. And so they had fire in their eyes, these guys. They had so much fire in their eyes that you'll be able to tell that they're all business, because I had to go and talk to the Geo's Lions before the game yesterday and get pronunciations, because this is what we describe as an American or United Nations team. There are no white people. It's all Mexicans, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and Nigerians. And I go up to this dude, and he's like super Nigerian. And his name is like Guido Mumbwakwe or something like that. And I go, hey, buddy, I'm going to say the names, and I got my phone recording. If I fuck it up, you tell me the name. Let's go, let's go, let's go. That's right here. Oh, shit. I just called 911. Let me do this again. All right, here we go.
So if I say the name and I do it okay, I got it. But if I say it wrong, will you say it for me?
Yeah, I can say it for you.
Kai Odajiri.
Yes,
if you need to go, don't worry.
Yeah.
Fabricio Reyes.
Yes, fine.
That sounds right?
Yes, sounds right. Let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Bacola Abuwa. How do I say?
I don't know about that one.
Abduwahab?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's his name, Geoffrey. Oh, wait. Geoffrey. Geoffrey? Oh, he's talking about Bukola.
Bukola, what's the last? Or should I just say Bukola?
Yeah, probably Bukola.
And I say Joffrey?
Yeah, Joffrey.
Kato Nakayama. What's this one? Tanaka.
Yeah,
let's say Tanaka. Diego Pacheco. Okay. Jose Sasaki.
Yeah.
Leonardo Dutra.
Yeah.
Austin Salazar, Eduardo Garcia.
Vinicius
Noble, Leo Velasquez.
Yeah.
Eduardo Garcia, Yamar.
Jamar. Yeah.
Jamar,
yeah.
Stinchcomb.
Yeah.
Umberto Tucheri.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jonathan
Rodriguez. Yeah. Angel or Angel?
Angel.
Angel Mendez, yeah. Alexander.
Amaya.
Thank you.
Piano Finger Banger says, did you write out the phonetic spelling? Now, the way I do it is I just get someone saying it, and then I take it back to the booth, and then I write it out so that I pronounce it appropriately. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Chris says, you weren't recording. That was an open line to ICE. Jeremy says, Jose Sasaki, a Mexican Japanese American. Exactly. Badger says, like you're going to remember. Yeah, dipshit, I told you. The recording is there so that I can then take it back to the booth and then write it out, asshole. I've been doing this for like 50 fucking years. You know what I want out of the world? I want the world to recognize that I know everything about the things that I'm amazing at. You know why I'm amazing at them? Because I know everything. There is nothing anybody can try to tell me how to do it when it comes to the shit I do. No one's better at these things. Including being humble. God damn it. So anyway, I get all that shit taken care of. It's great. I write the names down. And I'm thinking, and all while that's happening, these guys they mean business. They got to win this for the little guy. And I kind of want them to win. You know, that's, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, I take it back. I want the Rangers to win, but if Geo's wins, I'm like, yeah, all right, there you go. Go get them in the finals. Now, all we've got is white guys. And I thought for sure that the United Nations, that is Geo's Lions, since they're all like international players, that they were going to kick our ass. But that one guy that you heard go, let's go, let's go. He was probably about 6'2", and his shoulders were huge, and his waist was little, and his hips, and his ass was monstrous strong. His legs were tree trunks, and he ran like a fucking cock. This dude, it was like he was on purpose running with a weird limp. And then he got the ball, and he starts dribbling it. The first time he got the ball in the zone, and it's just like he kept going until he was out of bounds. So Chris looks at me. I look at him, and I go, what the fuck was that? He goes, I don't know, man. He just fucking, he had it, and it's like his feet are made of steel. What's going on with this guy? And they ended up subbing him out with like 3 minutes to go in the half, which I guess that's a big no-no. That's like the coach saying, you're shitty, and you're so shitty that I'm going to sub you out with 3 minutes to go in the half. I'm not even going to wait till halftime, you cock. So that guy was terrible. And our guys are all, you know, bunch of bro, pasty white dudes. And we kicked the shit out of them all game long. I mean, the Rangers, there they are. They didn't give a shit about any sad story. They were like, we don't care. Our job is to beat your ass. And they did. It was 2-0, but it might as well have been 5-0. One of our guys, I forget who. His name is probably Ron Smith. He got the ball and his back is to the net. And he just like flipped it backwards like a horse pawing the dirt with his foot. But he hit the ball, and the ball went in. It was this crazy-ass goal. It was incredible. Hang on. I got to turn on the air. It's getting warm in here. So we beat the shit out of them. And we went away with the win, and then they started getting frustrated, the other team. And the refs were not great. Because we kept, like, committing fouls. Like, if their guy has the ball and he's running along saying, oh, great, I'm doing awesome. And all of a sudden, our guy comes in and he slide tackles. From what I understand, I don't know shit about soccer, but they explained this to me yesterday. If dude who's tackling him's foot hits the ball and then makes contact, good hit. But if it's the other way around, not a good hit. Well, yeah, that was happening a lot. There was one moment when Geo's Lions guy has the ball and he's like, oh, I'm doing awesome. And our guy comes in and just like, poof, and just pushes him. And the guy goes fucking flying and their bench erupts. And then the ref's like, oh, looks good to me. Test, totally fine. And we're in the booth going, oh, shit, it's going to be a fucking fight. Sure enough, before you know it, ref starts like passing out goddamn red cards like it's Uno. Red card, red card. And all their team's getting pissed off. They're having to leave. You got to leave. And, oh, shit. So we thought there was going to be a goddamn brawl. So 90 minutes hits. And I said to Chris, I go, you think he's just going to call it and skip the extra time? He goes, that's happened. But it wasn't. He had 5 minutes of extra time on there. So that's a soccer thing, you know? Game's 90 minutes, but then they take into account all these stoppages and the stalling and the fake injuries and stupid shit, and they add time. So the guy goes, 5 minutes extra time. I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to be a goddamn brawl, it's a nuclear war, international incident, holy shit. But we made it, and Geo's Lions goes home, and the dream ends. So the fans are in the stands are crying for the kid. I felt so bad. And our guys ended the dream. Now our guys play for the conference title against some team from somewhere. I don't know. I don't care. And we had a great crowd there last night. And before, there was a moment when Chris says to me, you see that guy there and that girl there, that husband-wife team? Well, actually, just you say a woman in the blue? Yeah. Well, her husband does these TikTok videos. Chris, if you're watching this, please send me that link. And they get a lot of views. And it's one of these ones where the husband, it would be like if Pooh Bear was sitting there reading a book and I got in front of her and held the phone up to me and I said something that made her go, oh, whoa, no, oh, my God. The husband, he holds the phone up and he goes, honey, being married to you is like a morning cup of coffee. And then it's the way I have to. Seeing you every morning is like a cup of coffee. I need it to start my day. It's a boost in energy. And then the final thing he says is, I have to dump a load of cream into it. And, you know, that's like the big twist at the end is when he says something stupid. I have to dump a hot load of cream into it to make some shit like that. And then the wife goes, oh, my God. Oh, you're disgusting. So she's there. I can see her in the stands. And they're like, whatever they're called, Stephen Kelly on TikTok, at Stephen Kelly. I'm getting it wrong, but it doesn't matter. But I go, that's her. That's her. She did that video. And Chris quickly shows me that. I go, okay. So I go, ladies and gentlemen, star-studded night. All the stars are here. Local TikTok legends. And I said who it was. And she goes, her eyes light up. And she's like mortified. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe. Oh, she's looking up at me. I'm like, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I see you. He's talking about putting his cream in, you dumb bitch. Holy shit. She was cute. I think she was DTF. Seems like it. I love those videos, those TikToks of those cute couples. You know, I can't get the nerve up to do it because, A, we're old. And B, it's been done. So I don't want to do that shit. You know, I don't be a Johnny come lately on that whole fucking deal. But I love those videos. There's a couple couples I love like that. It's like, oh, my God, you guys are so cute. Would you just have sex on video, please? I want to see you guys having sex. Chris, with a great reference. Is it like America's favorite couple? Now, those people would be America's favorite couple. I don't know if sitting there looking like a bitch eating ice cream is the way to make yourself be part of America's favorite couple. Cannot believe somebody pointed out how much of a beta look that is for Greg. What a bitch in the shorts, in the his leg table, knees together, ankles apart. Ugh. So bad. Thank you, Chris, bringing it all back around. There you go. So that's it. Tonight, or I should say Saturday night, the Michigan Rangers play again 7 p.m. at the Davenport Football Stadium. They are in need of an announcer. I cannot do the game. If you have ever announced a soccer game or you would like to do this job, you don't even have to have experience. Chris will help you with everything. Man Bun Chris. You'll be with him. He's a legend. You'll be sitting in my seat calling the game. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do if you're in West Michigan and you think you can do this job, because I have reached out to every person I know who can do PA duties, and they're all busy. Big Drew, Josh, Fongers, Travis Gibbs, everybody. Everybody told me to go fuck myself. If you want the gig and you're in West Michigan, it's a great opportunity. You're going to make $150. All I need to do is send me a note, send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, and it might be you doing this. You don't even need to have experience, but somebody does need to do the job. All I want you to do is channel your inner EZ, and even if you're just 1% of my abilities, it'll still be the second best thing they are ever going to have. Tophis writes concerning our pal Free Beer. When someone pointed out Greg's knees together with his ankles apart with the ice cream on top, it just added a whole new dimension to that abortion of a photo. Chris also writes that look on his face, too. Yeah, that is pretty bad. What a douche. Okay. Thank you to the sponsors that helped make this show go round. If you're thinking about wanting to, if you'd love to get a little bit more exposure for what you do, reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I can explain to you how it works. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. They sponsor the studio. Check them out online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I was so anxious to get into my discussions of my new relationship with Rod Weber that I completely neglected to mention my studio sponsor. They can get you into a Yamaha golf cart. How about an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, go-kart? All things 100% endorsed by Nick, the electrician. He loves them over there. He takes all his gear over to their service department because when he fucks it up like he did his Bobcat, he has them fix it for him. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Thank you, Kuiper Tree Care. If you need tree removal, stump grinding, tree pruning, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment with their 3 certified arborists, and you need Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. Call or text. Thank you. It's time for me to take a break. I'm finding this happening more and more where I'm getting like discomfort in my throat. Like it hurts. And I never used to have that happen. And I'm wondering if it's age. I'm wondering if my parts are wearing out. I mean, talk about the one thing that I cannot have wear out. I almost feel like I need to intentionally keep it in second gear instead of fifth gear. Thank you to the folks on Facebook and YouTube. I appreciate you being here. If you would, please go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live and sign up. So that way you can get the entire show live. It is up there and you get the full show uninterrupted. So twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Also, if you want to sign up for my Patreon to get tonight's Who Are These Free Beers, where we will break down the great favorite, America's favorite couple contest discussion. We'll be doing that. That is going to be quite a deep dive, I'm telling you. Sign up for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, I'm going to take that quick break. Murder Lovers Linda says no more Amanda voice. The Amanda voice does hurt me. I don't even dare do it right now, but it does take some wind out of my sails. And 100%, this show, like today, I was like super aggressive during that first hour. And that does take a toll. That's why I said I was fully willing to just kind of like dial it back a couple degrees today. But under the circumstances of Kayla's step uncle reaching out to me, I had to get after it. You can't be a weak fuck. All right. I will be back. Don't go anywhere. As always, thank you so much for being here. These aren't the full menthols. The menthols are just amazing, but I don't have any. So I got the old school Ludens, which these to me are just candy. Nick writes, when is the soccer game? Saturday, 7 p.m. You want it? You want the PA job? You'd be great at it. When I say you'd be great at it, that means you've got like a heartbeat and a pulse. This is all you need to do. You need to read about Berger Chevy. You need to read about Perrigo. This game brought to you by SBBL Law. If you're interested in a life of crime, you might want to call on SBBL Law. They will defend you. Corner kick Rangers. Then you got to announce the goals. Probably the most involved thing you have to do is the player introductions. You're going to be nervous. You'll probably fuck it up, but it's $150. Great experience. So do it. Reach out to me. Don't be a pussy. 7 p.m. Got to be there at 6:30. Davenport University football field right here in West Michigan. Speaking of the name Nick, I heard from another Nick, Nick McDonald, out of Houston, Texas. And you know what he wants in on? Fucking book club. Nick in Houston. If you want in on book club, you either tell me in the chat, and if you think I missed it, send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Nick wrote, easy, I want in the fucking book club. So, easy FBC. We got Nick in Houston, Stevie, Twat, Becca Shea, I should say. Those are two different people. Chris K, Megan, Maureen, Amy, Mike Q, Nick and GR, and Tophus. That's 11, not counting me, that's 12. Jeremy says BFBC, Big Fraud Book Club. I like that too. I'm probably like 30 pages out, maybe 40, from finishing Cabin at the End of the World. The shit has totally hit the fan in this book. I don't want to like get into it because that's pointless. You know, that would go against book club rules. You don't sit there and talk about a book in mixed company and nobody knows what the fuck's going on. But I will say that we're getting to a point in the book when shit is starting to be revealed. And I'm like, God damn it. And then I'm laying in bed. It's way too late to be reading the goddamn book. And I got my little headlamp on and I'm fucking flipping pages. Like, Jesus Christ, give me more, give me more. And then I'm like, oh, God, I got to go to bed. So I finally fucking shut it down. I cannot wait to finish this damn thing. It's just great. That's an excellent book. Cabin at the End of the World. They made a movie of it called Knock at the Cabin Door with Dave Bautista and Ron Weasley and a couple guys who play gay guys. So let's say we're ready to start book club. I put all the names into a hat. On this show, I draw out one name. That person is on the clock. That person then has 24 hours to tell me the book to buy in book club. Then we buy it. And then we start reading. The next week, we discussed the first quarter of the book. Separate show, Patreon only. And then that's it. And then that's all we do, wash, rinse, repeat. The next time we finish that book, we draw another name out, and that person picks a book. How sweet is that? This is going to be so much fun. I'm all in on Big Fraud Book Club. I think I like that name better. All right. I got an update on the fraud bus. Wait a minute. Hold on. Piano Finger Banger says, what are the rules on smut books? Look, the rules are there's no rules. I've already discussed the rules. I don't give a shit what you give me. We could have a historical nonfiction book. We could have a biography book. We could have a fantasy book. We could have a book that I do not give two shits about. You could give me a love story. You could go get one of those books by Jodi Picoult, like The Pact. Have you ever read The Pact by Jodi Picoult? I read that book. Somebody had me read that book, and I was glad I did. And it was, and we both read it and talked about it, and I actually enjoyed that very, very much. Now, some of you, I think you're being silly, but it all stands to reason. Like, if one of you suggested Mein Kampf, we'd have to read it. It's up to the people in book club. Now, but then you have to be in book club. You have to participate. Runner Girl says, I'm in for smut books. Yes. Because if a book makes me horny, I'm going to talk about that shit. Nick has given me a real-time update. He says, easy, I talked to the wife, and I can do the game Saturday. That would be Nick and GR, a.k.a. Clown of Carnage. Let me get a hold of Denim. Make up some credentials so I can tell. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm live, and I just got my replacement for Saturday.
Oh, who'd you get?
It's this dude, Nick, and he's known as Clown of Carnage in the chat.
No way, yeah.
Yeah, great guy. Got tons of experience. He's been doing it his whole life.
Really?
No, I have no idea. I just said that, but I think he'd be good at it.
No,
PA? He's super excited about it, and so he said he wants to do it, and I told him I was coaching him up, so... He's already halfway there.
Love it. We'll take anything, man.
All right,
we're taking you. We'll take anyone.
Fuck yes. Thank you. Shut up. Hey, I just broke down that game yesterday. I broke down that dude who ran like he was limping. I broke down the red cards. I broke down the drama. I mean, what?
Which red card?
Yeah, there's more than one.
Like three or four.
There was three or four. It was something, and I want everybody to go to that next game Saturday at 7 p.m.
Saturday at 7, man.
Okay, real good.
FC Pride should be a good game.
Do we know who we're playing yet?
Yeah, FC Pride. They're
you just said that. Okay, yeah, thought. Okay, all right. So they played yesterday. The finals are set for the conference.
Yep.
How far into the summer does this go if they keep winning?
We'll go in if we keep winning. We can go. There's a potential of going into August.
Wow. All right.
We are, just talked to Stu, we are eighth in the nation right now for MPSL teams. So as long as, if we're the highest seeded team left, like, we'll keep hosting. So there's possibility of having some more games here, so.
Yeah, that was a good crowd. What was the name of the couple on TikTok that was hilarious?
Oh, Kristen and Steve Wiltz.
So what
yeah,
do I
crack out of that shout out?
What do I search for again? Is that what I search for?
Yeah, just Steve and Kristen Wiltz. I can I'll email it to you because I know you get on my ass about texting you stuff.
Okay, so. Thank you. Yeah, email it like right away because I want to play a couple of those videos.
Yeah, I'll send it right now.
All right.
All right, man.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Nick, you're up, cock. Don't you dare fuck this shit up. I would suggest getting there even earlier than 6:30 because you're going to be nervous as a bitch. You're probably going to be shitting water for days. Whatever you do, don't bitch out. Don't think that I don't remember that you said you had to work up the courage to join the Patreon Zoom. So don't do what all you dumb shit millennials and Gen Z do, people do, and wilt under the pressure with, oh, things are hard. I better retreat to my shell and be a bitch. None of that. Time to take the bull by the horns. Clown of Nick says, any details on parking? Yeah, go there and park, cock. The Zoom gave me the courage. I'm no Gen Z. Yeah. Farmers Athletic Field, Davenport University. It's impossible to miss. There's plenty of parking. You pull up. You walk in. If somebody says, hey, 12 bucks, say, I'm the PA announcer. Fuck you. You go up to the press box. Chris is there. He's like 6'9", 100 pounds. He's got a long, really, really queer-looking hair. And away you go. My God. I am excited for you. We are days away from your PA debut in the NPSL Midwest Conference Championship game against FC Pride out of Indianapolis and the Michigan Rangers FC. Mr. FC, you are the PA announcer. Hit me up if you want any more information about how to do this shit. Murder Lover Linda says we need a recording too. If you want, in fact, send me an email with your phone number because there's some things you must know that Chris can walk you through it, but he's doing like three other things at once. And then we can have a one-on-one conversation. You will be giving top-notch instruction from arguably the world's greatest PA announcer. All right? There are very few things that exist on the planet that I am superior at than what I'm doing now. But that might be it. I am so good at public address. Eric@ericzaneshow.com is my email. That's the Shoreliner Striping inbox. You should know that. I've been saying it for decades. The hell? Oh, my God. I'm excited for you. You are going to be so goddamn nervous. Oh, it's going to be horrible. Piano Finger Banger says, easy. If I ever get married again, I'm hiring you to MC. You mean like welcoming in the wedding party? Or I don't want to do marriage vows anymore. It'd have to be like select people. Really, really. I don't like doing it anymore. Piano Finger Banger says, not the vows. All right. Plane, airfare, hotel, $500. You better get married again. You need to be married. Linda says, you'll do my next wedding, though, right? Maybe. I don't know. All right. I wanted to discuss some other things today, too, but I forget what they are. I've been having so much fun. Ripping Greg a new asshole. Hold on a second. All right.
Step into Wick Studio and handle every part of your build from one platform.
We're hearing it. Map out. This is a, I'm going somewhere with this. I think I'll start with this. There was a dude that apparently, this is a rough way to go. Guy at an Italian airport on Tuesday. They believe this to be a suicide. Andrew Russo managed to get on the runway, and there's a big-ass jetliner there. And you know the on the engine, you know, like Sully Sullenberger, the birds hit the engine, and then the engines blew up. You know, those fans that are spinning, that are sucking air in, and then propels the plane. The guy dove in like he was a bird into the engine. It's a fucking hell of a way to go. He was neither a passenger nor an airport employee. Somehow evaded security checks. Spotted sprinting towards a taxiing aircraft. And then he dove right into it like Ricky Henderson stealing second base. Ton of people saw him. People on the plane were watching him run towards it. So they actually watched him go in and get shot out the other side. At first, he threw himself against the casings, the protections of the right engine of the plane. Then he went around and threw himself or was sucked into the impeller of the left engine. Airport staff and police made desperate attempts to stop him as he reached the tarmac. We're investigating reports of the incident. We're aware that one individual has sustained serious injuries. Serious injuries. He came out as missed. It says Russo had struggled with drug addiction in the past and was previously admitted to a recovery center. Yeah, that's what I've talked about many times. You see a lot of these druggies or these drunks like Timmy DeShano. They like can't handle it. You know, some recover, but a lot of them either off themselves or drink themselves to death or announce that they're 7 days recovered. And then the next thing you know, they're drunk as shit and throwing themselves into airplane impellers. It says today's tragic event has deeply shaken the entire airport community. I have a ridiculous morbid curiosity to actually see this happen. Amy says, I guess they just had to squeegee him off the tarmac. Chris says, how did he jump that high? Yeah, I don't know how he got that high. If you take a look at it, maybe... let me see where those... Oh, he's that's not that hard. If you take a look at this image... as you can see there, those engines on the underside of the wings, there's a guy actually next to it. You can see how simple it would be to get in there. That is not a big issue to actually get into that impeller. David says, I'm surprised no one got it on video. I have a video for you that I stumbled upon these. It's called Human Body Versus Whatever. And these are the same people who brought you Human Body Versus Titan Submersible. And what they do is it looks pretty archaic to today's standards. But they went ahead and did exactly that, created a video that has now been viewed 15 million times of what it's like when a human body goes into a jet engine. So we need to enjoy this together. This is another reason why if you listen to the audio podcast, I mean, it's great, but it's always a bummer because you have to like stop, go to the notes, click on the link and watch it yourself. I mean, Some folks like to see it in real time as it's happening. Now, whoever made these, just awesome to build the suspense. Got great music. They show that impeller winding up. They've got our guy here, our character, who looks like just a anatomy image of various human musculature of a normal guy. And you'll see that motor fire up and then suck him in. Okay, now that's real time. Now that's not so bad. That's a hell of a way to go. Because you don't feel anything. But even better is they break it down bit by bit of what happens to you when you are sucked. Look at that. There's his body going round and round, more of him being sucked into the fucking thing. My God, is that sweet. Now, it's all very cartoonish. Now, we're getting a close-up, bird's-eye view of man meat being ripped to shreds. We're even getting a cross-section of the motor. Boy, that's going to be tough to clean up. And all little pieces of dude are flying out the back of the thing. Outstanding work. Sorry if you hear me crunching on my, cough drops. Bob says that's how one of the bad guys got it in Die Hard 2. Amy says also Indiana Jones. No, Indiana Jones was not a jet. It was a prop plane. It was the propeller. Mediocrity Dave says, does it even damage the engine or am I just completely liquefied? I would guess that it damages the engine. I mean, Sully, he took bird strikes on both engines and the engines blew up. Let's see. I want to see if I was able to get Chris's... These are the Wiltses. Steve_Wiltz. So at the soccer game yesterday, this mom was there. And I said, oh, my God, we got a star here. Mrs. Wiltz from @Steve_Wiltz on TikTok. Oh, they're legends.
There are three reasons that women are like coffee. They're hot. The best thing to wake up to in the morning. And they're best enjoyed after you just put a whole load of cream in them. Write that down.
Hey, I'm Officer Smith. Been a good place.
So simple. I like those. All right. Where am I now? You can tell I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? What the fuck? God, I don't have time. Shit. I really hope that I was going to be able to break down this amazing fight with an ex-NHL goon named Nick Tarnaski and just some everyday bro who got a little mouthy with him on the course. Somewhere in Alberta. But I don't have the time to give it the justice that it deserves. So as usual, I got a punt. I'm going to save it for the Patreon. Always better to save. Keep it moving down the road. Piano Finger Banger says, don't blue balls. Well, I was teasing it. By the way, if you're goal. I can't stop everybody. I mean, I can't stop people really from enjoying the show. But the idea of assuming personalities and trying to have conversations and acting like the parts of people, like Kayla's dad, step-uncle, don't do that. Don't do that. Thank you to Linda for saying, are we sure who this is? Are you sure you want to jump on it and assume? And she's right, because that happened not that long ago, too. And so I thank you, Linda. I appreciate you doing that, because you're right. That is, it's been confirmed, that is not who that was. Stop being silly, okay? It's ridiculous. Kuiper says, it's definitely a blue ball. That fight is great. It was great. It was outstanding. So we're going to have to wait. I don't have the time to get into it here. As always, I'm very thankful for the sponsors. I will be out and about coming up on Saturday. That's why I cannot do the soccer game, is because I'll be at the racetrack, Berlin Raceway. A lot to do in West Michigan on Saturday. Racetrack, soccer game, holy cow. Some people are going to want to go to the soccer games just to see how Nick does. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. You can get a grandstand ticket for just $15 if you get it before tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. After that, price goes up $5. So you, Mrs. You can get your tickets for $15 a pop. Kids 15 and under are free. Snacks. You can bring in all the snacks you want. Just no alcohol, no glass. 12 by 18 cooler or bag, please. Parking is free. The booze that they do have, which is a ton, is all affordably priced. You won't overpay for your booze. They won't bend you over like they do at all the other venues in town. And you're going to see great racing. The super modifieds are there this weekend. Oh, my God. Fastest lap times of the season this weekend. At Berlin. I'll be there with Sarah Rook-Ruck-Roosh and yelling at Chunky Monkey son. What's his name again? Dylan? Lucas? Avery. BerlinRaceway.com. If you're looking for a realtor of choice, look no further than Adam Kasari. He will sell your home for you or help you buy one. That's it. He's also a race car driver at Berlin of a limited late model, the number 9K. The number 9K Kids Food Basket, Eric Zane Show podcast car. You can find him online at Adam Kasari on Facebook. Or just call 616-914-4061. Shoot him a call. Say, yeah, EZ raves about you. I want you to come take a look at my house. How can we unload this thing? There you go. And then finally, Frank Fuss, you know that guy. I love him, man. He's going to get you into your health care plan. Take him up on this, because it's free. If you, like, with your workplace insurance, you're like, my God, this shit's, like, expensive. Frank's going to take a look at what you pay and determine that if what you pay is 9.75% of your income per year, and if it is, you have access to hundreds of other policies available on the marketplace that you can take advantage of, and you will pay less for better insurance. I've been getting my insurance this way from the marketplace for 7.5 years. And it's worked out as best as it possibly can because of Frank. So go to buyinsurancehere.com. Buy, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. And fill out the info. It's just a contact form. And Frank will reach out to you. If you have any nominations for asshole of the day, by all means. God, man, this marker. I think I need a new one, Maureen. Don't send me one. Seriously, I can do this on my own. I always feel bad about that. I'll put it on my list of things to get. The asshole of the day today, I'm not even going to get influence on it from the audience, is whoever impersonated Kayla's dad. Yeah, fuck you. For fuck's sake. Fucking asshole. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. I love you so much. And I will talk to you down the road. Till next time. Bye-bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.